The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 13 October 2010. Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese is with us. And Lee, we were talking, you know, after my mother, you were talking about your mom asking you questions, how is this going to affect this, that, and the other, and my mother was always worried. My gosh, John, Johnny, you're doing some things that I don't understand, and she was a little freaked out. Well, for the first time in her life, she actually sat down without interruption, and I think I went on for more than an hour, and the only thing she could say when she looked at me, she says, well, she went to assign blame. She says, who's at fault here? And I said, you ain't going to like this one, Mom.
You are.
Yeah, when you get up tomorrow to put your teeth in and brush your hair and look in the mirror,
yep,
it's you. And yeah, it's your parents.
Exactly.
I said, I'm doing my civic duty here. I'm doing the obligation and duty. And this is what a lot of people hear. Again, we go with the personal responsibility thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody's duty and obligation to maintain our form of government.
Right.
And when it starts to turn on people, guess what? That's your wake-up call. It's time to go to work.
Right.
And a lot of people have, they're right now fishing around for leaders. They want people to lead them out of the desert. They want them to do things for them. And that's not the way this whole system was set up. I don't care if we've got 300 people or we got 300 million people. The same principles apply. We only have common law. That only works if we take personal responsibility. We give up that responsibility, then you're going to be dictated and mandated to, and you either comply and you either perform, or there's going to be sanctions and penalties. I don't think people get that.
Right.
I don't think they get it.
You know, here's what I tried to explain to my mother, and because she was like, well, that'd be good, but, you know, what about insurance and register? And I was like, you have to understand something, Mama. The way this originally was set up is it was set up for those engaged in commerce and trade.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have these things. It's part of commerce. And you have to abide by the law. The private citizen, and the Supreme Court has ruled this, and I've got tons of documentation of Supreme Court cases that all say the same thing. You have to understand, America, you got to understand the difference between an automobile and a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
A motor vehicle, and this is the Supreme Court, and I can cite case after case after case. The Supreme Court has said a motor vehicle would be like a taxi driver, a truck driver, a pizza delivery guy, someone who uses a vehicle on the road for business, for a job. The guy going fishing, going to visit his mom, he's not engaged in that.
That's right.
And then I get these, well, it's the cost of the driver's license that pays for the roads. No, it doesn't. It's that 50% gas tax every time you put gas in your vehicle.
That shouldn't be going
every time
over.
You put gas in your automobile.
Yeah.
That gas tax is supposed to go to pay for the roads.
That's right.
Your property taxes are supposed to go toward the schools.
Oh, how it's hooked up now, Lee, is because we abrogated a responsibility to take care of our own stuff. We now pay the tax over to the federal government. They attach strings back to the states in order to be able to apply for federal funds.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? Enough of this junk. What is
we come back, I have to explain something to the people that they probably don't understand, and I really think this is going to
okay. Well, hold that thought, and we'll do that after this break. Folks, tell you what, you can have your freedom and your liberty if you're willing to take responsibility for it. Yeah, I'm talking about that dirty four-letter word. It's called work. W-O-R-K.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Joyce, you were saying before the break.
Yes, we went into the Civil War, a republic. And in the republic, there was no authority for a central or a federal government to legislate for people. The states legislated for the people. We came out of the Civil War, an egalitarian democracy, under the 14th Amendment. Congress, a representative of the federal government, now had authority to make law for the people, if they were 14th Amendment citizens. I can find no legislation passed for private people, ever. And when I do all these queries and you know, all this fancy stuff that you do when you research, every time you punch in something about legislation for private people, the only thing that comes up is 14th Amendment gives Congress the right to legislate for federal people. If you're a private person, not a 14th Amendment citizen, none of the legislation applies to you. They're telling us our remedy over and over and over again, and it's been ignored for years. The 14th Amendment and private money are the two things destroying America. If you get out of the 14th Amendment citizenship by your condition precedent, you have the right to make your own money. You because you're not in the federal system anymore. You have the right to build a community, to start your own industries, and to live any way you want. Barter system, make your own money. You can be free. We're telling you how you can be free.
Yeah,
and then if they come after you for one thing or another, once your condition precedent is set, the study guide tells you how to defend yourself.
Well,
and it tells you right in there.
Well, and
the secret is your condition precedent.
And this affords the ability to people to stay out of their trap, but it is only done, and I understand the longer view here, this is only being done and accomplished for that one individual. The beast is still being fed. It's still,
that's right.
It still
lives.
But
we got into it one at a time,
that's,
and we can get out of it exactly the same way.
Well,
one sounds scary, but
well,
you know what?
Yeah.
One grows real fast when people finally learn, this is how I can be free. All I got to do is leave, because it's voluntary. And the 14th Amendment citizen doesn't have the right to rebel. He doesn't have any God-given rights from the Constitution, because he left that. And he became a federal person, and all his rights come from Congress. And all their laws come from Congress. They are voluntarily putting themselves under the jurisdiction of Congress that serves the bankers, not the people. This is a wake-up call, people. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know anything more than that. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be bright, even if you only went to school to sixth grade. All you need to know is, I can leave the jurisdiction that enslaves me because I'm volunteering. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This bill that they're talking about in Georgia, I looked it up on the computer, and it says Governor Perdue signs bill removing driver's license burden for foreign nationals.
What?
Not U.S. citizens.
That's
foreign
right.
National.
When you are not a 14th Amendment citizen, you are no longer a part of that federal forum. The legal term is foreign nationals. You're foreign to the federal forum. So 14th Amendment citizens are still going to need a driver's license. Only those people who remove themselves from that federal forum will not need one. And we've been telling you all along, if you did that, you didn't need one anyway.
All right, Lee, all right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. And give me a call later, if you will. Let's go to Barry in California. Hello, Barry.
Hello, everybody. John, I sent you that email. You asked me to send it to you about the foreclosure scam, the FBI packet.
Okay.
I sent it to you last night.
Okay, well, what's the email? I've only got, let me see here, 36,399 emails in my email box.
I think I titled it FBI package of
okay.
foreclosure, whatever.
All right.
Anyways, I'm glad that you're offering that booklet and you're putting it on the website. Because we're forming a group where I live in California to know how to go to court, and this is going to be one of the things that we need.
John, can
ourselves.
I give him some information?
Sure.
Would you please concentrate, if you're going to go to court and you're going to do what you say you're going to do, but do it right. Go to the administrative court first with your condition precedent.
Okay.
Don't waste your time in a judicial court. It's called no post hoc rationalization. So when you get a ticket or something from a cop or whatever, who are you going to go to have your administrative procedure? You got to look that up in Continuing Education of the Bar books. It's your law library down there in California, and it tells you exactly how to do it. Everybody misses going to the administrative court, where you can raise constitutional questions. But
well,
in the regular court, the judge says, nope, you can't raise it here.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there is an individual that is has a traffic problem. He was pulled over at 11 o'clock at night for tinted windows. and he doesn't have a driver's license. He doesn't have a Social Security. He's a sovereign. And he's thinking of forming a grand jury of, and I say, well, let me look at, let's look at that before we even.
No, that's not going to work because they're not going to honor what comes out of a common law grand jury. What you do
is request
the administrative hearing with the administrative officer, and when you go in there and he shows him that he's not a member of the federal forum, he's going to know he has no authority and it's going to be dismissed.
And if the administrative court does not have jurisdiction, then the regular courts don't have jurisdiction. We're trying to give you guys the remedies. Use them.
The packet that you were talking about earlier, is that in there explaining all that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We don't have to go into the courts. And every time you go into a court, you hire an attorney, and you got to know. An attorney isn't allowed to represent a real, living, breathing person. He can only represent the fiction, the federal created entity. You don't need a lawyer to go into for an administrative hearing with an administrative officer.
I understand all that. I've did my research on attorneys. We don't want an attorney. We want to represent ourselves. Like you said, you can, you know, represent yourself. And he's gone. He's on his third phase already, and he's when the prosecutor took him to the side before they started, and he goes, you know, we can just solve this if you just go get a license. He goes, I would do that, but I don't have a Social Security card. And he's like scratching his head. He goes, what? You don't have a he couldn't believe it, you know. He goes, I'm a sovereign. He goes, oh, my gosh, I never saw this before. He was, like, tripping out, you know?
Yeah.
I know. When they see a free person, they don't believe what they're looking at.
Joyce, would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you send John, with John's permission, that other document that I sent you on driving?
Sure.
With all the cases in it?
Yeah.
Right. Would you please send him that, and then our friend here on the line can download that, too. That gives you all the cases and everything that you need for the position that you're in.
Okay, great.
All right,
and
Mary?
John,
yes,
John,
sir.
Just one more thing.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about God earlier.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us the opportunities. It's up to us to find them.
Yeah.
And we're his hands and feet. He doesn't do it for us. We do it with his power, but we do it. We have to do it together as a group of free people, liberty people.
Yeah, he's looking for us to demonstrate it. He already made us this way. He's looking for us to say, okay, gee, do you get it yet? Now, there you go. You're responsible, so get up and go do it.
And that's what we're doing with free will.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with this group. We're going to educate each other. We'll stick together. We'll have a community. We're going to barter with one another. In fact, I'm redoing my budget so that I can start buying silver from you and buying some other products. And we got to help each other out. If we don't work together, we're going to be defeated together.
Well,
yeah. Remember, caller. Joyce and I have yelled at the top of our lungs, set your condition precedent before you even get involved in any of this stuff. And that document that you're going to download and look at shows you how to do it.
All right. Well, let's leave that for next week because I want to read the document myself. I haven't even read it yet. So we keep talking about the condition proceeding here, and I haven't even read it myself. So
all right.
We'll put that on hold until next Wednesday.
That's fine.
All right.
And I want to appreciate everything that you guys are doing, and this is how we're going to win if we educate each other and work together. And
well, Barry, I don't know if we need any more reasons to start doing that. I think we have ample reason. I think many people out there are shocked and dismayed of where we're at right now, and the majority of them don't even understand how we got here. You know, that's the whole point and purpose of this network. All right.
Amen.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Barry.
Thank you.
And take care. We'll take the break. Come back here in just a couple of minutes. Continue with your calls. John, Fred, Maggie, Art, and others. Just everybody hang on. We'll get to you all.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what this is. The Constitution was about.
All right, we are back. Let us go next to Wisconsin.
Wait a second,
what?
John.
What?
You might want to send this guy another letter.
What?
I just copied the law and read it here. This legislation encourages foreign investment as well as international tourism and furthers Georgia's status as, quote-unquote, a global destination. All this is going to do is give Georgia driver's license to foreigners that are here legally. It doesn't say that the people living in the state of Georgia won't need one.
Wait a minute. Are you reading the same bill I just did?
Yep.
Okay.
And it says right on the top. Governor Perdue signs bill removing driver's license burden for foreign nationals. Also announces international tourism up 12%. Yes. I'm telling you, it doesn't do anything for anyone. It's only for a foreigner who's there to do business, because sometimes they have to surrender the license from the country that they're from in order to get the license
to drive in Georgia. Wait a minute. I don't know which bill this is, because this bill that I just read at the top of the show, I was amending Title 40, it goes extensively in the legislation about forcing citizens, not foreign nationals, citizens. I don't think they're talking about citizens here of another country.
SB 488?
No, it's not.
It's not SB 488.
No, it's not. Hold on. Let me Let me...
Pete looked it up, and he sent me the URL, and this one is only for foreign nationals.
No. I'll pull it up. Somebody keep talking here until I can pull up the information.
Yeah, Joyce, that's what I found when I went in there, because I wanted to check it and see if Georgia really had done that, and that's the only thing that came up.
That's what it says. It says, Georgia's tax revenues from international travel increased 12% to more than 117 million. This is more than double the percentage growth in tax revenues.
This is House Bill 875.
875.
Oh, okay.
Pete,
yeah.
go find it.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll bring it.
He's got a couple of them going here.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that he does. But this particular bill, this 875, that was sponsored by Bobby Franklin, that 43rd district, this pertains to the citizens of Georgia.
Okay. I was just checking it out, John.
All right. Well, hey, making a list and checking
it
twice. All right. Okay. Well, let's go back to the phones here. John in Wisconsin. Hello, John.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and John.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, this article that the lady read to us that came into being under Abraham Lincoln, I wonder if she could either read that again or if she could direct me to where I can get that in printed copy to where I can have it.
You mean putting the bonds on the heads of slaves?
That affects us all, and when you initially started out, you said when you read it, you were dumbfounded, and after you had finished reading it, there was this silence, dead air, because nobody knew quite what to say after you read it. So that's the article I want.
Okay, I'm going to it. I'm going to it in my files here. I should be able to find it.
Could you tell me where I can go to your website and find that?
I don't have any of this on my website, but just wait a minute, and I will
maybe John will post it up.
Well, here's the problem. I've got a bunch of different news, a lot of different subject matter, and you know, if I keep posting stuff that there's no rhyme or reason, Joe Blow from Kokomo logs in, looks at something, he's going to look at it, he's not going to know what it is. You know, so there's a process here of putting it on the website, and I just
yeah, well, put it.
The only governor, the only presidents that ever did it was Lincoln and Roosevelt.
You know, Joyce, is there any way that you can get somebody to help you out to be a webmaster so that when you talk about things such as this, that it can be posted immediately on your site?
Well, I keep saying I'm going to redo my website. I guess I'm really going to have to.
Well, you're going to have to, because now this is putting me in a position that I've got to ferret this stuff out and get it from you and then post it here, and it's just a lot of extra work. I mean, you're the one that's knowledgeable about this. You're the one that's discovering this, and I would like to send them to a place that I know and I can believe that people are going to be able to read what you're talking about. You know, that's to make life a lot simpler.
Okay. Yes, I would just like...
I have it in front of me, but it doesn't have the legislation for it. Very often I find things in articles that were written during that time. I go through all the old magazines and newspapers because there's a lot of stuff they don't want in our books.
Well,
they don't want us to know about it.
As far as I know, the Library of Congress has not been purged, so if you can track it back to the year and the subject matter and what it pertained to, I don't think it's really that much of a big deal to drag out the actual legislation.
That isn't a problem, but I also have something here I didn't even tell you about.
Okay, well, first of all, John, was there anything else, sir?
Well, I just feel that I've got to have this piece of information because...
Okay.
Of all the things that have been said that we should do that are take a high degree of intellect to understand or even be aware of, that article that she wrote, that pretty well put it on the wall for me. I mean, that pretty well put it on the wall. If I could get that in writing or in print, I think I'd have the arm that I need to... start doing something with you.
And John, remember, these are only two people, Peter and Joyce, they're only two people. So if there's other people that want to lend a hand to make sure that other people get this information and understand it, it's more than welcomed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. I forgot where I left off. John, do I still have you?
Well, listen, if he's listening, tell him to pull this one up.
Okay.
It's called the Act to Strengthen Public Credit, passed by Ulysses S. Grant, March 18th, 1869. That's the first time they pledged every American citizen is collateral for the repayment of all government obligations. So everything Roosevelt did had already been done before, so he figured that's why he could get away with it, doing it again.
Well, and isn't it fascinating that under grave circumstance and national emergency, that these things always crop up?
Yeah, you know, people, but there's nothing new under the sun. Everything being done to us now has been done to us before.
And will be done again if we don't put a stop to it. Fred in Georgia. Hello, Fred.
Good.
Hi.
Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough. Three quick things, and I'll let you go. I guess first, if Joyce could post the research she did on the mandatory vaccinations and the post-life insurance stuff, I think it'd be great. I get tired of being called a crackpot.
Welcome to the crackpot club. I've been called, can you imagine this, Fred, 20 years ago, I was telling people, well, we're going to have an imminent bank collapse in this country. Try telling that to people 20 years ago.
Wait, you know what's amazing?
Mm.
It's actually in the codes. It actually is. They actually write it in there about buying the insurance and the reinsurance and all that. I have a file on that. It must be 500 pages long.
Mm.
I mean, because like I said, you can't make a statement unless you can back it up.
Well, and but more importantly, once you make a statement and you back it up, you've got to provide the proof. And that's what we're here for.
And this is all because I found something that says Adventures and Perils Clause. I had no idea what that could be. And what it is, it's Adventures and Perils Clause is a clause in maritime insurance for war on land. And the government still keeps it. So we're still under the Declaration of War. We're still the enemy of the state from the Civil War because there was no treaty of peace. And then we became the enemy of the bankers in 1933, which they refused to repeal the term enemy simply because they can't do what they're doing.
Well,
if they do that.
And
that's
Joyce,
the root of our problem.
And Joyce, what other time in this country's history that we defeated an enemy but there was no declarations made? Going back to not just the Civil War, we're going back to the Revolutionary War. England never surrendered.
I know.
Yeah.
There's no declaration of peace from that either, and we paid all their war debts. So I don't think we won, John.
No, we didn't. They just put up a little fight, and then we recognized them and invited them right in.
That's
Fred,
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a couple other quick things. One of the things I'd like to throw in the mix is we might have some success if we could get attorney generals in these various states to start filing treason charges. It's an outside shot.
Ooh, brother is at an outside shot.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Say that again.
Get attorney generals in the various states to file treason charges.
You know what? I've been looking for a way to get to file against them, but this
never
you're not going to believe. Because Congress doesn't swear an oath to the people, they have no obligation to us. Therefore, we can't charge them with not doing what they swore to do.
Their oath is to the corporation, not basically to what we would call our constitutional government. Our constitutional government is a footnote in the District of Columbia municipal law, is all that it is, now.
Right. And you know, the only thing you could possibly get them for is impersonating a public official.
I'm really talking about treason against the state themselves.
And you know why you can't do that? Because all the governors of the states volunteered. It's all done by contract. And what are you going to sue them for?
And the minute your state attorney general goes after the governor, what does the governor do? He dismisses the attorney general and appoints another one.
Okay. What did the Department of Justice just do? They put out a whole circular about people who believe in a constitution are terrorists.
That's right.
They write the laws to protect their own asses. They don't care about freedom or the people.
No, they do not.
Easy, Joyce. Easy.
Well,
okay,
if that's the worst she ever gets, that's acceptable.
No, John, I just said easy to her, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. At any rate.
Believe me, I have been spending months trying to figure out how we could file a lawsuit. But you see, we don't even have to worry about going into their courts. All you got to do is make the public aware of what they've done in violation of their own laws. And once they see how they're not even obeying by their own laws, then you know who the criminals are.
Well, talking about attorney generals, we had Eric Holder, U.S. Attorney General, and Obama invite foreign countries into the mix going after Arizona because of what they want to do to stop illegal immigration into their state. Or, excuse me, I caught myself doing it. Illegal immigration. No, it's illegal aliens invading a country that's sovereign, and they shouldn't be here without duly processed citizenship. Let's get that
that's
one right.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. And the states have to use their 10th Amendment. I don't care if the criminal courts say it doesn't exist and you can't use it. Throw out the criminal courts and take back your sovereignty, because if you don't, I hate to tell you where you're going.
Well, and I'll tell you what, over the last couple of months, guys, I've got satellite TV. I have it for one reason, and that's to hawk the financial markets to see what new scam they're cooking up. I watch all the news channels to see how they're trying to propagandize everybody. But what I've seen happen in the last couple of months And starting with the abomination here and his grand plan for Hillary Clinton's reboot of national health care. And then some enterprising lawyer, I forget what district or what he claimed to be a Congress critter for whatever district of whatever state, comes out and says, oh, no, it's legal under the Commerce Clauses. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That got dropped like a hot potato, but then we start hearing about 10th Amendment resolutions from the states. It is out there, and people are beginning, and I'm not talking about people that we have gathered so far. We are now pulling people out of the woodwork that before we wouldn't been able to communicate with because they were too fat, dumb, and happy, allowing their middle managers to manage their entire lives. Now everything's been taken off their plate. Now they're demanding answers. Well, however we get here is how we get here. But the point is that even on national television, the average person out there that has no inkling of what we talk about, the rule of law, constitution, citizenry, sovereignty, you name it, common law, they don't have a clue. So when those few little words are dropped on the airwaves and national media, it goes right over their head. They don't understand what has just been said. But I've been paying attention, and they're like little fireflies going off in a summer night over your back lawn. Every once in a while, you'll see it pop up, and then it'll disappear. But the point is that more and more people are starting to understand what country they live in and what law we're supposed to be operating under. That's the point. And for that, I'm getting a little energized.
United States versus Russell, it's an old case, but the court held that in extraordinary and unforeseen occasions arise, beyond all doubt in all cases, if extreme necessity in time of war or of immediate and impending public danger in which private property may be impressed into the public service or may be seized and appropriated to the public use, or may even be destroyed without the consent of the owner.
I guess that does away with being financially compensated, huh?
That's why you got to leave the system, because if a court's going to tell your governor he can destroy your property or take it, what kind of government do we have? Certainly isn't for the people, is it? First of all,
Joyce,
they set the whole system up with their private court system.
I'm sorry,
they violated the law. They did everything they were forbidden to do, and to make sure that the people didn't go after them for committing treason, they got the courts to say, well, in an emergency, we can do it. And the dumb people bought it all. Were we at war in 1933, John?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge either. So what the hell do we become enemies of, and why did they take everything we have?
The enemies of the new states.
You got it.
Fred in Georgia, thank you for your call. Let's move to Maggie in Arizona. Hello, Maggie.
Hello, and I hope I don't get too passionate here. I get very emotional. This is such a subject for me. I feel like I'm trying to read a novel that people have torn pages out of and mixed it all up.
Yeah.
I've been trying so hard to sort so much of this information out just so I can learn it enough to share and be a mentor to others, and I'm all on board with the United States Corporation. I understand all that. I've come a long way in just a few months. But
Maggie,
I'm very privileged to be a member of the Crackpot Club. Thank you.
Yeah, Maggie, there's a simple thing, and this is the 500-pound gorilla that's now sitting in your lap right now. You're taking part in it. It's this program. It is this network. So you don't have to take on the burden of trying to explain everything. And I've spoken about this before, and let me just humor me here for a minute. We all have this tendency, and we have over the years, because we understand the dangers that we face. I mean, literally, our lives and our freedom hang in the balance, and that is not an overrated statement. The point being that we do this 24/7, 365 days of the year, so you don't have to necessarily come up to speed on everything. Maggie, get some of our cards. Just tell them, hey, look, this is where I was woke up. Please, take a listen to the network. Hand them a business card. You're taking on a lot yourself. I appreciate your motives for doing this, and I'm just as passionate as you are. But if the situation was reversed and I was sitting out there in Arizona And I'm trying to keep up to speed with all of this stuff and then trying to turn around and magpie it to somebody else to make them understand it. It's a losing proposition. The Patriot dump that I referred to is, for years, what we did is we collected the documents and the VHSs before we had DVDs. We had all this documentation and we had this passion, and what we would do is what I termed the Patriot dump. We just took that armload of stuff and flung it at somebody and then watched them glaze right over because they were overwhelmed. At times, Maggie, this overwhelms me. So imagine what this is like for the person that doesn't know squat from Shinola, that they've got some lady, passionate as you are, talking to them, trying to explain what the heck's going on. Bring them to the network. They can listen at their leisure. They can learn and absorb at their pace.
Well, and that's well and good, and I share as many websites with people, and of course RBN. I guess what's frustrating for me is because I'm at a point where everything that I have come across, I'm getting so much piecemeal, and I have so much admiration for all of you who have spent many years and sorted through this and have it somewhere to offer, but it's like trying to even figure out where that is. And when you go from one week to the next, to the next, to the next, all the different shows, and you almost like coming up against an obstacle where you're slowed down. Oh, I got to wait till next week now, until I can call in and ask this question. And I understand that people have 39,000 emails in their inbox, so you can't go directly to them. That is all within my heart. I purely understand. I'm at that point where I can't find all of it in one place to a point that I can begin my process, just like with this conditioned precedent or precedent that you mentioned, Joyce. I have no idea what the wording is in that. I have no idea really what that is. I understand more or less the basis of what it is. I've been trying to find something like that where I can produce that now myself, put it out there, and start my process.
Well,
now,
download that document from John's website, and it'll tell you. Basically, all you have to do is tell him you're not a citizen. You're not a United States citizen.
Okay. I'm sorry. As you can tell with the way I talk, that's the same way I try to write things. It takes me forever to try to get things in the proper wording, and we all know that when you're producing those type of things, if you slip up and say the wrong word, like, yes, judge, I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. You always tell the judge you don't understand anything, because
right,
you can't be held guilty to something you don't understand.
I couldn't believe that I learned that recently, that simple little word in our everyday language has absolutely nothing to do with what they mean.
Maggie?
Yes,
and you have to understand this Commerce Clause.
Okay.
People are going to get so enraged, they're going to demand that it be repealed, because they have also ruled under the Commerce Clause, Congress has the right to control what you think.
Peter,
now, did you ever hear of a government claiming that they can control what you think? And if they control what you think, then they control what you say.
Well, we don't have
a government,
really.
Now, where's the government that has the nerve to claim they have the right to control what you think?
Peter, you're going to say something to Maggie?
Yeah, I want to give Maggie and the rest of the audience some real meat to work with on our talking about the Constitution and where it belonged. And I made mention that it was in the District of Columbia. Get your pencils out, because I'll read to you exactly where it is, and you can go look for it yourself. So I'm going to start right now. The original Constitution, drafted by the Founding Fathers, was described but not named in this manner: the Constitution of the United States of America. The altered federal or statutory version reads the Constitution of the United States. See the version at the end of Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, page 639. And the Federal Civil Judicial Procedure and Rules by Westgroup, year 2004, edition, at page 1108. This Constitution is the statutized federal corporate constitution and part of the District Columbia corporate bylaws. There it is.
Yeah, and see, I'm all on board with that. I know I scream all the time to people, we don't have a government here. There is a corporation. It's the United States
Megan,
Corporation.
Yeah, but Megan, nobody looks this stuff up.
I know, and I try to give them the links. Now, I was going to mention, and I'm going to be sitting on pins and needles till John gets that information about that packet and booklet on his site. I wish I was a webmaster, but I'm not. I'm very illiterate.
We're running out of time, Maggie, so I'm going to have to ask you to wrap this up.
Okay, I was going to mention to Joyce, is she familiar with Rod Class, Private Attorney General? He has actually brought a lawsuit against the entire United States Corporation.
I know. Didn't
go
anywhere.
Okay. I know, but I just wondered. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm sorry to be so flustered over
Hey, Maggie, there's a lot of people that are flustered, but hey, I appreciate your call. And again, folks, look, I would urge you to go to the website right under the news banner, you know, the pretty little pictures and the news stories we have at the top. Right underneath there's a message from me to you. I would appreciate if you would take the time to click that on and read it, okay? Because in that, what can people do? Here's some things you can do to help. Get the business cards. Get the business cards! We give you 100 of these things. They're generic cards. There's not my name on it or another host name. You can scrawl anything on the back of it you want to. Hey, listen to this show or whatever, and it's on this time. The web address is on the card. Give them the cards. Pass the cards out. We are behind the eight ball here. We've woken up and helped tens of thousands of people, but there happens to be about 300 million in this country. Okay? We're moving way too slowly. We have lost the ability to organize. Okay? We don't know how to do that anymore. Everybody's running around looking for their new leaders. Well, guess what? Be careful what you ask for. You are going to get it. Get the business cards. We give you a copy of Freedom to Fascism. We give you a bumper sticker, Republic Broadcasting bumper sticker. We pay the shipping. Help us here. Help us to start informing other people. Because at this damn snail's pace, I'm going to be 35 years in the grave before I even see anything really concrete start to happen. Folks, we are running out of time. We're out of time. We're working on borrowed time. So let's get our stuff together out there, okay? Come on. Act like Americans. Act like sentient, thinking human beings. Get the crap out of your head. Get focused. Yeah. Art in Maryland, and be focused, Art, or I'll lose it.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay focused and make it quick and short.
Very good.
I'd like to offer a service to Joyce and Pete. I'll set them up a site where they can post all their documents, any messages they want to put out. Won't cost them a dime. And it's as easy as uploading a document into an email. But I will have to get in touch with them somehow. That way I can turn the passwords and everything over to them.
Somebody give this guy your email address.
Well, I have Joyce's email address.
Okay.
Well, just email me.
Okay.
And just put in the thing, website, give you a website, and put your phone number in there, and I'll call you.
All right.
Okay. And I would like to ask Joyce and Pete for a favor, but the offer I made has nothing to do with this favor. Joyce, you and Pete were doing a conference call on Tuesday nights. I won't mention it. I know the last time you were on, some people were very rude to you. I talked to the host. He has assured me it will never happen again. So I'd just like to ask you if you would consider coming back. We really miss you.
I know. He writes me all the time, and he keeps apologizing and apologizing. And then I finally sent him the proof, and he said, oh, my God, now he's going to send it to the loudmouth, and maybe that'll shut him up.
Okay, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But, Art, do me a favor. Get in contact with Joyce. Let's get that ball rolling.
I will, and if Lee contacts you, John, I'd like to hear some of the stuff he's got to say, too.
Well, I've already talked to Lee during one of the breaks. I might give this guy a show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Art. Appreciate your call and your help. Ooh, big four-letter word. Not a dirty
Thank
one.
Thank you, Art.
Yeah. John in California. Hello, John. No John. How about Dave in Georgia? We got Dave in Georgia. Hello, Dave.
Hi. I'd like to clear up a little Google fusion on the part of Joyce and Pete regarding the Georgia legislation that's been discussed today.
Mm-hmm.
The bill that Governor Perdue signed into law in 2008 that they've been referring to is Senate Bill 488. However, the bill that you've been talking about, John, which is the one sponsored by Jenkins, is House Bill 875, two
right.
completely separate pieces of legislation.
Right.
Yeah, thank you for that. I already discovered it because I was just looking on a search for it to see what came up, and that first one is what came up. I then specifically went and looked at the House bill, and I did find it, and I sent it to
I'm
Joyce.
Yeah, I'm on my way there now.
Okay.
No, I already sent it to you, Joyce.
So
I
if people
am.
Don't
I
know, the House bill is still sitting in the hands of the House second readers who have had it since January the 13th of this year.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know if it'll get out of committee.
And skill problems there.
Well, and here again, geez, if we had tens of thousands of more people listening in Georgia, they could be emailing Bobby Franklin right now, getting the emails of the other people in that Congress assembled, that state assembly, and giving these guys a hand. Because, you know, it's one thing for people to sponsor a bill, but it's another thing for the people of those respective states to show support of that. This is what moves things out of committees. And I understand how the political process and the lawmaking stuff works, but it's easier to do at state level than it is at federal level.
Yeah, well, I want to tell the people of Georgia something. They can use that other bill where it was for foreign nationals.
Yeah.
The state of Georgia repealed the 14th and 15th Amendments. So you can claim state citizenship, which makes you foreign to the federal forum, and you can drive under that other bill that we talked about, which was for foreign nationals. All you got to do is claim citizenship of Georgia, and you are a foreign national.
Well, hey, Art, from Maryland, there's another thing to post on the site. I know you're still listening. All right. Dave, anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
call.
Dave.
All right. And again, folks, go to the message from RBN owner John Statmiller. Right under the rotating banner here. I want people to read that and consider what I am saying. Because we're moving too slowly. I've noticed one thing, guys. We have a lot of people out there that want to see the political change happen in their respective states. They want to get good people into office. Really? How do they get there? When you're going up against well-oiled money machines and you're dealing with the press that favors that system, you're already trying to push a boulder up a hill to begin with. The point here is simply this. We are lousy at organizing. We suck at it. So how are we ever to do anything in this country of any worth to let these creatures that have hijacked this country know that we know what they've done? And by the way, here's our response. Now, we're not going to give you lead. We are going to give you a person that's going to go in there and shake up your state legislatures. We will support, we will bash down any door those opposing the real law of this land. We have got to instill the fear into their little political rascal lives. And if we do not do that, don't look for any change next week, next month, next year, or within your lifetime. Please consider what I have said. Joyce Rosenwald, thank you. Peter Neese, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John.
We
appreciate the time you give us. The Americans regain their freedom.
I'm telling you what, it's the only thing we got left because they took everything else. Thanks, guys. We'll see you here next Wednesday, and I'll do my homework, and I'll be ready to go next Wednesday. We'll see you guys then. Text Mars tomorrow.
True.